സഹനാഭവതു സഹനൌ ഭുനക്തു സഹ വീര്യം കരവാവഹൈ തേജസ്വിനാവധീതമസ്തു മാ വിദ്വിഷാവഹൈ. ഓം ശാന്തി ശാന്തി ശാന്തിഃ. വാസുദേവേന്ദ്രയോഗീന്ദ്രം നത്വാ ജ്ഞാനപ്രദം ഗുരും മുമുക്ഷൂണാം ഹിതാർത്ഥായ തത്വബോധോ വിധീയതേ. നനു ജീവന്മുക്തഃ കഃ യഥാ ദേഹോഹം പുരുഷോഹം ബ്രാഹ്മണോഹം ശൂദ്രോഹമസ്മീതി ദൃഢനിശ്ചയസ്തഥാ നാഹം ബ്രാഹ്മണഃ ന ശൂദ്രഃ ന പുരുഷഃ കിം ത്വസംഗഃ സച്ചിദാനന്ദസ്വരൂപഃ പ്രകാശരൂപഃ സർവാന്തര്യാമീ ചിദാകാശരൂപോസ്മീതി ദൃഢനിശ്ചയരൂപം അപരോക്ഷജ്ഞാനവാന് ജീവന്മുക്തഃ ബ്രഹ്മൈവാഹമസ്മീതി അപരോക്ഷജ്ഞാനേന നിഖിലകർമ്മബന്ധവിനിർമുക്തഃ സ്യാത്. The ultimate Vedantic teaching is Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Jnanam. Aidi Jivatma is none other than the Paramatma Ishvara. My real nature and the Paramatma real nature is one and the same. That Atma Swarupam, Chaitanya Swarupam alone is Brahman or consciousness. That consciousness is my true nature. That consciousness is my true nature. Knowing this fact is called wisdom. Knowing this fact is called wisdom. Moksha, Atma Jnanam. This is the only solution to come out of emotional, psychological problems, insecurity, unhappiness, fear, all these can be relieved. I am relieved from all of them. When? Only by knowledge. the self-knowledge. Therefore, the Guru said in the previous line also, Vedanta Vakyehi Sadguru Upadeshena. By the Vedantic statements, that statements also must be revealed by a competent teacher. Then what you get? You see the Atma Swarupam everywhere and you understand your Atma Swarupam. Sarva Bhuteshu Atma Eva Saha Jivan Muktaha. He is called Jivan Muktaha. Then Guru is elaborating more. Who is real Jivan Muktaha? Jivan means while living. Muktaha means the person who is free from all sorrows. Dukkha Nivruttihi Eva Mokshaha. Moksha means what? Dukkha Nivruttihi Eva Mokshaha. Why I am repeating? Na? The study of scriptures gives knowledge. That knowledge removes dukkha. So therefore, dukkha nivritti is possible only by studying scriptures. Clear? Then Guru tells how a jivan mukta, the liberated person, self-realized person, how he considers himself, how he thinks. Then Guru says, answer, very nice answer here. Yatha dehaha aham asmi. Just as you think you are the body, Ajnani think as he is body. Aham purushaha, I am male. Or female, I am aham stri. Aham purushaha iti. Any doubt is there? I am male or not? Anybody is having doubt? No doubt at all. You never verify with anyone. It is a fact for you. Not only that, it is fact that you are brahmanaha or Shudraha, you have to supply. Brahmanoham, Shudroham, that Vaishya Kshatriya also you have to supply. So I am a Brahmana. Suppose a Brahmana is there, a Jati Brahmana by birth. He never get doubt, am I Brahmana or Shudra or Kshatriya? Will he get doubt? How sure he is. Brahmanoham. Shudraha also knows that I am a Shudraha, very clearly. He never doubts. Aham asmi iti. I am Purushaha, I am a Brahmanaha, I am a Shudraha, I am a Vaishya. I am a male person, I am a female person. How you are so convinced? We never ask anyone. Not only that, adhile eppadi dhrudhanischayaha. Very firm, dhrida means what? Steady, firm, unshaken knowledge. What? I am a male, I am a female is an unshakable knowledge. We never get doubts. Nischaya, dhrida nischaya. Tatha. Same way. Same way. Tatha means what? In the same manner. Parya, this jnani, Jivan Muktanike, how he thinks, Aham na Brahmanaha. I am not a Brahmana. Aham na Shudraha. I am not a Shudra. I am not a Vaishya. I am not a Kshatriya. And Aham na Purushaha. That Aham you have to supply. Aham na purushaha. Neither I am male or female. Who am I? I am OC. Undistorted OC. RC and RM are that RM1 or RM2, RM3. or distorted version of consciousness. RC 1, 2, 3 are distorted version. The consciousness reflecting in the gross body is a distorted version of consciousness. The consciousness manifesting in this sukshma sariram, subtle body, is a distorted version number 2, RC number 2. The consciousness manifesting in the karana shariram, the causal body, is distorted consciousness number 3. So all distorted means what? Sullied by this as though sullied. Tainted by as though. 1, 2, 3. Vyasti level. Then total level 4, 5, 6. RC number 4, RC number 5, RC number 6. Again distorted version of consciousness at total level. Sthula prapancha, sukshma prapancha, karana prapancha level also distorted version. What is undistorted? I am Brahmana is belong to which body? Sthula shariram. Even not to sukshma shariram also. I am a Purushaha, belong to which shariram? Sthula shariram. Therefore, the OC is undistorted version of consciousness, that is my real nature. So what we have done? Vachyartha and Lakshyartha. Primary meaning we have dropped. This Jnani, what he did? Primary meaning, I am Brahman. Tatu Tvam Asi Mahavakya, you are that Brahman. When Guru says, it will not make any sense to me. I am limited, Kinchignaha, Alpagnaha. So therefore, what you do, my dear Sishya, drop the primary meaning. Drop the RCRM. Own up the OC. Knowledge is nothing but shifting our notion of I from anatma to atma. It is called knowledge. Nothing else. Atma jnana means what? Shifting my notion from a body identification to atma. Simple shifting. That shifting alone is called moksha. Aham na brahmanaha. Aham OC. From OC standpoint. OC means original conscious standpoint. I am not brahmanaha. Jati, niti, kula, gotra are not there for me. The atma swarupam. Clear? So therefore, I have mind. I am the body. People generally start with this. I am the body, I have mind, problematic mind. A little bit improvement later, I have mind, I have immortal body. Koncham maturity vandachu, 40 years vandavadane, I have mind continues. I am mortal body. Then later, I am the Atma. After studying Tattva Bodha, Bhagavad Gita, going to study, no? Slowly he will say, I am the Atma, I have incidental mortal body. I have is different, I am is different. Because I have the mortal body means I am not the mortal body. Therefore, aham na purushaha, aham na stri, aham na brahmanaha, shudra, asangaha, to red, taryani, connected to the line. Sarvantaryami. I am asangaha. I am unattached. Sangha means attachment. Na sangaha means unattached. I am asangaha. But at the same time asangaha, therefore I sit at home, that's why I am asangaha. No. I the consciousness. Sarvantaryami. I am all pervading. Sarvantaryami means ante yaha tishthati. సాక్షి రూపేణ చైతన్య రూపేణ అంతః స్థిత్వా యమయతీన. ద వన్ హూ కంట్రోల్స్ స్టేయింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఆయతనం సాధనం. హూ ఈస్ కంట్రోలింగ్? ద కాన్షియస్నెస్. ఐ ది కాన్షియస్నెస్ లెండింగ్ ద సెన్షియన్సీ టు ద గ్రాస్ ఇనర్ట్ బాడీ, సటిల్ ఇనర్ట్ మైండ్. ఐ ఆమ్ ద కాన్షియస్నెస్ లెండింగ్ ద సెన్షియన్సీ. దేర్ఫోర్ ఐఎమ్ అసంగహ సర్వాంతర్యామి, నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ దిస్ బాడీ, ఇన్ ఆల్ బాడీస్ ఐ ఆమ్ దేర్. దేర్ఫోర్ ఐఎమ్ సర్వాంతర్యామి. దట్ ఈస్ ద మీనింగ్ సర్వాంతర్యామి. దెన్ సచ్చిదానంద స్వరూప, ఐ ఆమ్ ద ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్. సత్ మీన్స్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్, చిత్ మీన్స్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, ఆనంద మీన్స్ కంప్లీట్ పూర్ణ స్వరూప. మై నేచర్ ఈజ్ వాట్? నాట్ 5 to 5, 6 హైట్, బ్లాక్ వైట్ కలర్, నాట్ దుఃఖీ ఆర్ సుఖీ. ఐ ఆమ్ ఆనంద స్వరూప. మై స్వరూపం ఈజ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్ కాన్షియస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్, ఆనంద స్వరూపం. ప్రకాశ రూప, మై రియల్ నేచర్ ఈజ్ ప్రకాశ రూపం. హియర్ ప్రకాశ రూపం మీన్స్ దిస్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఈజ్ కంపేర్డ్ టు యర్ లైట్. ప్రకాశ మీన్స్ లైట్. వై ఇట్ ఈస్ మై నేమ్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ ప్రకాశ రూపం? మై మీన్స్ యర్ ఓ సి ఐ ది కాన్షియస్నెస్ కీపింగ్ ద వాచ్యార్థ RCRM సపరేట్. ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ భాగత్యాగ లక్షణ. వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు సీ లేటర్. భాగత్యాగ లక్షణ మీన్స్ వాట్? ప్రైమరీ మీనింగ్ యూ గివ్ అప్, టేక్ ద సెకండరీ మీనింగ్ లక్ష్యార్థ. వెన్స్ ఐ టేక్ ద లక్ష్యార్థ, వాట్ కెన్ ఐ సే? ఐ ఆమ్ సచ్చిదానంద స్వరూప, ప్రకాశ రూప. వైట్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఈజ్ ప్రకాశ రూప, బై హుచ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ నోన్. బై హుచ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ నోన్. Eyes are able to see and know because of me, the consciousness. Nose can know that every fragrance, smell, because of me, the consciousness. All sense organs are knowing everything because of me, the consciousness. Therefore, who am I? Prakasha Rupaha Atma Ahamasmi. Who thinks? A jnani always thinks. ప్రకాశమా గ్లూమియా ఇరుపోయిపోమే, గ్లూమియే కడయాలి. ఐ ఆమ్ ద వన్ హూ ఈజ్ గివింగ్ ద సెన్షియన్సీ టు దిస్ హోల్ ఇనర్ట్ మ్యాటర్ ద ప్రపంచ. వాట్ ఎ స్టేటస్ శాస్త్ర ఈజ్ గివింగ్ టు అస్, అండర్స్టాండ్? వెన్ సంబడి వాంట్ టు గివ్ సచ్ ఎ స్టేటస్, ఈజ్ ఇట్ నాట్ ఎ ప్రివిలేజ్ ఫర్ అస్ టు ఓన్ అప్? ఎస్ ఆర్ నో? ఇట్ ఇస్ ఎ ప్రివిలేజ్. All these noble bahumatis and all, we don't want. Local noble doctorates and all, useless. Yes? Shastra is coming and telling, you are the Prakasha Swarupaha. You are Asangaha. You are Amrutaha. You are wonderful, beautiful. And the Shastra is telling, eh? Namo, Swarupaha, doubtful la irikkena. Inna palam kudukkara the Shastra paarunga. Nobody will praise you like this in this world. Understand? Prakasha Rupaha, then Sarvantrayami you have seen. Chidakasha Rupaha Ahamasmi. I am Chidakasha Swarupam. Chideva Akasham Chidakasham. Chit consciousness is like a space like consciousness. So that space in the pot, outside the pot, is all pervading. Similarly, the consciousness is all pervading. Chit is consciousness. Akashavat sarvavyapi. Akashavat sarvavyapi. Since I am the Atma, I am sarvavyapi. All pervading. ഇൻസൈഡ് ആൻഡ് ഔട്ട്സൈഡ്. അന്തർയാമി എന്ന ഇൻസൈഡ്, ആകാശവത്ത് മീൻസ് ഔട്ട്സൈഡ് ഓൾസോ പെർവേഡിങ്. ചിദാകാശ സ്വരൂപ അഹമസ്മി, ഐ ആം ദറ്റ്. Then ആകാശക്ക് നിനക്ക് എന്ന ഡിഫറൻസ് സ്വാമിനി? കോൺഷ്യസ്നെസ് ഈസ് ദേർ, ആകാശ ഈസ് ആൾസോ ദേർ. ആകാശ ജഡം, ആകാശ കനാട്ട്, ആകാശ മീൻസ് ദി സ്പേസ് കനാട്ട് ടോക്ക്, സേ ഐ ആം സ്പേസ്. ബട്ട് ഐ ദി കോൺഷ്യസ്നെസ്, ഐ ആം എ സെൻഷ്യന്റ് പ്രിൻസിപ്പൽ. ആകാശ ഈസ് ഇൻസെൻഷ്യന്റ്, ഇറ്റ് ഹാസ് ബർത്ത്. I am birthless. Chidakasha swarupaha ahamasmi dridhanichaya roopa. Just as an ajnani, innocent, ignorant person, he is so firm. I am a brahmana, I am a kshatriya, I am a purushaha. Eppadi irukko? Indha jnaniki jeevan muktaniki appadi dridhama nischayama, dridhanischaya jnanam he is having. I am Satchidananda Swarupaha Asangaha Sarvantaryami Chidakasha Swarupaha Prakasha Rupaha. Doubtless knowledge. There is no doubt at all. An iota of doubt also will not arise at any time. So, Drudha Nischaya Rupa Aparoksha Jnanam. Another important word. Aparoksha Jnanam means direct knowledge. You never verify. Jnani never verify. Going to Guru after studying Shastra. Swamiji or Swamini, I am Atma Dane. And verify Pandanama. Just as an ignorant person never go and verify with other person, I am a Purushaha, I am a Brahmana. Similarly, this Jnani also got a knowledge aparokshataya. Paroksha means indirect. Aparoksha means direct. The direct knowledge. What is a direct knowledge? I am is a direct knowledge. Naan irukken. And the irippu dalli solradhu irukkirathu. Irukkira thanmai. Naan irukken anadhu, it is evident for me. Self evident. Therefore, I am, this is called aparoksha jnanam. I am asangha is aparoksha jnanam. I am the consciousness is aparoksha jnanam. Therefore, I need not verify with anyone. Even after studying Shastra, the knowledge take place, I need not verify with my teacher. I am verifying means what Guru says. Come to the next classes also. When artham? That is why once you get the knowledge, you become silent. There is no need to ask. Aham Brahma Asmi. Therefore, aparoksha jnanavan, such a person, jnanavan means jnanam udayavan nartham, the one who possesses this knowledge, one who is endowed with this knowledge. Van, dhanavan, chulramile, balavan, dhanavan, the one who is having strength, the one who is having money, dhanavan, the one who is having strength is balavan. The one who is having jnana, jnanavan. Such person is called jivan muktaha. Clear? So, what he says? Brahma eva ahamasmi. Brahma eva ahamasmi. When Guru says, tat brahma tvamasi, Guru says, what I have to say? Aham brahma asmi. That is what he says. Brahma eva ahamasmi iti aparoksha jnanena. What is the phalam? Nikhila karma bandha vinirmuktaha syat. Nikhila means total, all, complete. Karma bandha means and the karma phalam moolam avara. And the janma, marana, vyadhi, all dukkha, samsara. Karma bandha vinirmuktaha. Visheshena nirmuktaha, totally free from this birth and death cycle. He will become syat, means he will become free from this karma bandha. Clear? Now what is that karma? What is this bandha? So first na vandadukku appuram thane swamini karma pandrade idukulla eppadi karma vandhuchu. It has come, it has taken place and a doubt may come. Now we are going to study the very very important topic, karma, law of karma. What is karma? How this jnani comes out of that karma? How is it possible? We are going to see that topic. Karmaani kati vidhani santiti chet.
Karmaani kati vidhani santiti chet.
Agami sanchitam.
Agami sanchitam.
Prarabdha bhedenam.
Prarabdha bhedenam.
Trividhani santi.
Trividhani.
This is a very very important topic we have to understand. Karmaani kati vidhani santi. The question raised by the student. Why he is asking this question? Because the guru says the main line, the top line, karma bandha vinirmuktaha bhavati syad. Karma bandha, he said. What is this karma? How many types of karmas are there? Karmaani means all karmas. Kati vidhani, how many varieties? How many varieties are there? These karmas, vidhani means varieties. Santi, how many are there? Chet, if you ask, if it is your doubt, I will answer you. Agami, number one. Sanchita, number two. Prarabdha, number three. Vedena, with these different names. Sanchita, Agami, Prarabdha, Vedena. Trividhani Santi. There are three types of karmas. Three types of karmas. Then natural question will arise. What is that agami karma? So student is going to ask. We will read that. First I give the background of this law of karma. Then we will go into the proper text. Jivan mukti. While living, karma bandha vinirmuktaha syat means videha mukti. Okay, karma bandha vinirmuktaha means he will not get any other body. He will not enter into another body. That is called videha mukti. So videha mukti is possible only when all these karmas are negated. So jivan mukti is getting the knowledge by living. Videha mukti means not entering into any body further. Clear? Videha mukti. So therefore our shastra, very very unique to our Vedic lifestyle, no? Vedic teaching is you are born, this body has come into existence because of your previous karma. Previous karma. Punyena, punya shariram, deva shariram. Papena, na adho shariram. Krimi kitaka shariram. Pasu pakshi shariram, papena. Ubhabhyam manushya shariram. Ubhabhyam means punya papa mishritam. Runanubandha rupena. Pashu patni sutalaya rinakshaye kshayam yanti tatraka paridevanan. Rinanubandha rupena, rinamanana karma phalam. Because previous karma leads to janma. So we have, here means because of our previous karma. So any karma, any action we do, it produces two types of phalams. Any karma will give or produce two types of phalams, results. One is drishta phalam, number one. Number two is adrishta phalam. Adrishta phalam. Drishta phalam means visible result. Drishta phalam means visible result. Adrishta phalam means invisible result. Drishtam means na kannuku theriyirathu, visible nu artham. Na drishtam adrishtam, that which cannot be seen. Results you can see sometimes, sometimes you cannot see with your eyes. So drishta phalam, adrishta phalam. Any action gives these two types of results. Next division. In drishta phalam also, we perform good actions, we perform bad actions also, knowingly or deliberately or unknowingly. We may perform drishta, adrishta, karma phalam. Either may be punya karma phalam, punya karma or papa karma. So karma is what, two types, punya karma, papa karma. Good actions and bad actions. Punya karma means good actions, bad karma means bad actions. Papa means bad actions. Punya means good actions. Papa means bad actions. For example, if I give a charity, danam, to a person, it is a good action. It is a good action. If I cheat someone, bribing, corruption, cheating, all these comes under good or bad? What you have to study, manushastra, dharma shastra, you have to study? No need. Cheating others is a bad action, everybody knows. This is called samanya dharma, universal value. So that action, cheating is a papa karma, bad action. Giving danam is a punya karma, so good action. So punya karma also give drishta phalam, punya karma also give adrishta phalam. Visible result it will give, punya karma, good action, and invisible result also it will give. Okay, even papa karma also, bad actions also give visible result, invisible results. Drishta phalam, adrishta phalam. Suppose in punya karma, giving charity is a punya karma. Visible result is what? Bank balance koreyum illaya, but you are acquiring punya is an invisible result. Who says? Shastra says. Shastra prescribes certain actions. These are all good actions. These are all bad actions. Smoking is a bad action. Drinking is a bad action. Eating meat is a bad action. Killing others is a bad action. Hurting is a bad action. And serving to others, giving charity, doing Panchamaha Yajnas, following all disciplines is a good action. I have to get up early morning. And the visible result? Kashtam. Getting up is kashtam. Shastra says you get punyam. Do puja early morning and you will get punyam. But visible result is kashtama irukku. Kulikano. Hot water varala. Kashtama irukke. But visible result is kashtam. But invisible result is punyam. Similarly, papa karma also. If I cheat somebody, if I get 1 lakh rupees, drishta phalam, I am getting lot of money. Visible result, drishta phalam. Shastra says, hey, you get papam. What result that is? Invisible. Adrishta phalam that is. Adrishtam, that is invisible. Papa karma la kuda adrishtam irukke. Puriyudha? Idu purinja nalla puriyum. Next development. These punya papa karmas, whatever I do, they will reap the result. Result kudukkamale pohe mata. Adha. Mukta ishuvat. Mukta ishu means what? The arrow. If you leave the arrow, it goes. Once you leave the arrow, what will happen? It will go and hit that place. You cannot ask that arrow, hey, come back. And can you ask? Impossible. It will go and hit, that's all. What you have to do, some extent, it is, before it is going, you can ask other person, or you can throw some stone, it will go some little side. But you cannot stop that. Similarly, our all actions are also like mukta ishuvat. Once I have done that action, it has to give the result. There is no doubt in that. Clear? That means what now? Suppose if I have done bad karma already, later I come to know it is bad. What I have to do? Some prayaschitta karma you do. Yes? If I have done punya karma, no problem. Drishtam adrishta phalam. That is why very many people, they don't believe this at all. Law of karma, if I believe, what are the advantages? If I don't believe, what are the disadvantages? We have to see that also. Then how jnani has come, overcome all these things, and then what are the advantages? See, which karma reap the phalam, when it gives phalam? How can I know? Nobody knows. You cannot know. You have no any access to know which karma will reap the result until it comes and hit us. Hey, we do not know. That's why we go and sit at the astrologer. Please tell me what is going to happen. Astrologer get up. Why? Ukarani kashta bajiti. Wow. It's unpredictable. Ishvara only knows. Nobody knows. Just as the papaya seed will sprout in a different time. The coconut sprout in a different time. Mango seed sprout in a different time. Why all seeds I am keeping at the same time? Why they are sprouting differently? Nature. It is its nature. Same way, karma phala, karma also has got its own nature. When to fructify? And the fructified karma only, you have to undergo that. You have to exhaust. Because, avashyam anubhoktavyam. Punya papa karma, avashyam anubhoktavyam. You have to exhaust. How you can exhaust? Through something only you can exhaust. How can you exhaust? You exhaust by taking this body. In the body, edukkena, punya papa exhaustion kaha. Kosu kadichana, papa is exhaust. papa is exhausting and all. If I understanding Shastra means my punya is exhausting. Shastra puriya enna punya is exhausting. Puriyalana papa is exhausting and artham. Ellame another important point, this punya karma, whatever is punya karma, when it comes into give a result, it is called sukha. The unmanifest punya, when it manifests, it is called sukha. Suppose I am facing a problem, suffering or disease, some problem. That is dukkha. My papa karma is fructifying. Migraine headache, back pain, heart problem, chest problem, all problems, all papa karma in the form of dukkha. It is going on now. Money loss, people, we lose people in the life, we lose property, we lose so many things. They give dukkha. Why? Because papa, my papa is exhausting. The exhaustion of papa is in the form of dukkha. The exhaustion of punya in the form of sukha. Now, what is the corollary? I have got sukha, dukkha means what is the indication? Sukha means I have done punya, therefore I am undergoing sukha. Papa dukkha means now I have done papa, I am undergoing. Next question. Swamini, some people are doing all akramam, but they are all happy. Naan daily puja pandra Swamini, why these problems? Shastra tells, kavala padade, He is enjoying now, in spite of akrama, all bad actions, because of previous punya. This person suffering in spite of good actions, because of previous papa. This is what Shastra gives answer. You have to rely upon Shastra, there is no other way. So therefore, why some people get a hale and healthy body? Nice husband, nice family, nice children. All are nice. Punya exhaustion. Why some people born with, no? Genetically with the diseases they born in. Papa. Clear? You cannot say by chance they born in. Can you say? No intelligent person can accept by chance. Why by chance? How it will happen? Whole creation is in order. The cosmic creation is fully in order. It can never happen by chance. It can never happen by chance. A mango tree will come by chance. Coconut tree will come by chance. Nothing will come by chance. Therefore, intelligent person never accept the chance. What Shastra says? The law of karma theory alone is the right way of understanding to these problems, the disparities in the creation. Clear? Unique to the Hindu religion, nowhere in this world, this law of karma. Therefore, what are the advantages in this assimilation of this law of karma? Will bring some healthy attitudinal changes in our mind. Number one, the advantage number one is the disparities and differences in living beings, I can understand. Why these disparities? Why these differences? Because of karma phalam. Because of karma phalam. Otherwise, I say, no? Why these disparities? Bhagavan created. No? Bhagavan created. I lose the faith in the God. What is the second advantage? If I accept my karma alone is the cause, second advantage is my faith will continue in Lord. This person will never become Nastika. He will be always atheist. Not theist, not atheist. Nastika means atheist. A theist is an astika, he will always continue the faith in the God. God will faith irundada jeevan muktiye varu koncham muyarchi pannanum. That's why nastikas have no opportunity because they never believe law of karma. Therefore they hate the Lord, they lose the faith in the God. Lot of problems, they have their own problems. Therefore, faith in the God will continue. That is the second advantage. It will not shake. My faith in the God will not shake. The third advantage is, I can accept my all inexplicable sufferings, whatever I undergo. Why me? And I never ask. Huh? Why me alone I am suffering? Why all people are happy only? Naan mattum yen suffering? In the mother kelve varadu. I never ask. Why me? Enna? That's why our people intelligently they say, enna pandu enna thala eluthu. Idha thala ratha. What I have done an artham. What I have done? Previous janmas I am undergoing. Let it on. Exhaust. That's why our ancestors are always, even they have sufferings, problems, they never got depression. You know? Have you heard any time depression? My party never got depression. Of course, your party also maybe. Nowadays parties are getting. But olden days I am talking, they are free from depression, frustration. Kavalaye kadaiyadu. Yena na panna karma thane. Pahato. They are very, very happy. Evala nimmadi paarunga. Ippa namak enna na, depression. This is another advantage, no? Inexplicable sufferings I will accept. Even my children, they are all suffering, means their karma phalam they have to undergo. அப்படின்னு சொல்லி ஃபேட்டலிசம் வருமா சுவாமி? எல்லாம் தனி எழுத்து தானே, நான் எதுக்கு என்ன பண்ணணும், எல்லாம் எப்படி பண்ணிட்டானோ அப்படிதான் நடக்கிறதே என்ன. பீப்புள் கம் டு தட் கன்க்ளூஷன், ஃபேட்டலிசம். This law of karma may lead to fatalistic type of mind. The question may arise. ஏன்னா எல்லாம் தடை எடுத்துதானே, எல்லாம் முன்னாடி பண்ண கர்மா தானே சுவாமினி. So whatever we do, nothing going to happen, change. My punya papa karma only going to exhaust now. So what is the use of doing any karma? People may think, they become fatalistic. But the Shastra says, hey, if you understand the law of karma really, the fatalistic notion of the mind will go away. Clear that? Fatalism will not come. Fatalism will go away by accepting law of karma. How? Now when he is undergoing a pain, suppose, he understands this is my papa karma. He can change his actions, the mode of actions he can change. Clear? At present, there is a possibility of changing. Once he accepts the law of karma, clear? Once he accepts the law of karma, my punya papa alone I am exhausting, my sufferings, my problems all caused because of my karma only, therefore let me do good actions. Let me do good action. Is it a fatalism? How a change, transformation is coming in the mind of a person. This is another advantage. Fatalistic thinking won't be there. Thala eduthen solli vidamattom. Even you can take some measures to change your mode of life. Take to good actions, take satkarmas. Live a Vedic lifestyle, you get punya. Therefore Shastra says, if you do not know what is good action, come to me, I will tell you. These are all the good actions, these are all bad actions. Hurting others, bad action. Himsa, bad action. Poyi cholrathu, bad action. Parigraha, bad action. All these things. Therefore Shastra says, follow the prescribed vidhi vihita, veda vihita karmani. Follow, nishiddha karmas avoid. At least in this janma. Next, you will get right birth. That means what? To keep the whole society in the harmony, the law of karma is the source. Understand? To keep the whole society in harmonious condition, the law of karma is the source. Otherwise, what will happen? Ella akrama panniti. Suppose a person does, hey, if you do bad action, you will go to naraka. Shastra says, no, no, no. I will not go to naraka because I will die now itself. He will take cyanide, potassium cyanide. அக்கிரம் எல்லாம் பண்ணி சப்போஸ் தேவ் செய்யணும் லாஸ்ட் மூமெண்ட்ல ஹூம் எவர் யூ ரிமெம்பர் யூ ரீச் தேர் எல்லாம் அக்கிரமம் பண்ணு, நாம சங்கீர்த்தனம் சொன்னாலே போதும், யூ வில் கோ டு கைலாசம். அந்த அஜாமீழ உபாக்கியானம் அதெல்லாம் ஸ்டோரி எல்லாம் படிச்சு தே வில் கம் டு கன்க்ளூஷன் ஆல் அக்கிரமம்ஸ் ஹி பர்ஃபார்ம் அண்ட் டூ நாம ஜப எடுத்த எண்ட் ஸ்பேன் ஆஃப் லைஃப். வேர் யூ கோ? வைகுண்டா. And people come to conclusion also, when they are suffering, they want to come out of the suffering, what they do? They will suicide also. If I get suicide, my problems will end. Hey, your physical problem will end, but the suicide is another extra papa. Our Shastra says, suicide, Atma Hitya is a maha papa. Understand? You cannot stop. Now we understand these three karmas. We are going to see what are the karmas. Now if you understand the law of karma, our previous karmas are only the cause. Idhila agami sanchita prarabdha. Now look into the text. Agami karma kim? Jnanotpatyanantaram. ஜானி தேஹ கிருதம் புண்ணிய பாபரூபம் கர்ம யதஸ்தி தாகாமீதி அபிதீயதே. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஹி இஸ் கிவிங் ஆகாமி கர்ம. ஞான உற்பத்தி அனந்தரம், ஆஃப்டர் கெட்டிங் ஞானம், ஜ்ஞானி தேக கிருதம், வாட் எவர் இஸ் டன் பை தட் ஜ்ஞானி, தேக மீன்ஸ் தட் ஜ்ஞானி, தேக கிருதம் மீன்ஸ் டன் பை த ஜ்ஞானி. வாட் கர்மா? புண்ணிய பாப ரூப கர்மா. இமீடியட்லி வில் கெட் க்வெஸ்சன், ஞானி ஆல்சோ டூ பாப கர்மா? நோயிங்லி ஹி நெவர் டூ. தேர் ஆர் பஞ்ச மகா சூனாஸ், பஞ்ச சூனான் in a no unknowingly suppose it happens, papa he will never do. Suppose it happens, jnani punya papa rupam karma yat asti, that means what? Here there will the further karma after jnanam he is performing. Even ajnani also performing the karma, means that which is going to come. Artham agami agacchati iti ஆகாமி, தட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஆகாமி கர்மா. தது ஆகாமி இது அபிதீயதே. வாட் எவர் கர்மா பர்ஃபார்ம் பை த ஜ்ஞானி ஆஃப்டர் ஜ்ஞானம், இட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஆகாமி கர்மா. தட் மீன்ஸ் ஃபியூச்சர் கர்ம அர்த்தம். இஸ் டூயிங் கர்மா, த பலம் வில் கம் இன் ஃபியூச்சர் அர்த்தம். ஸோ ஆகாமி கர்ம பலம் அனு போட்டுக்கணும். When it will fructify, sometimes some karmas of agami, not every karma in future, sometimes they may join with prarabdha also, in this prarabdha. Okay, so sanchita karma kim ananta koti janmanam பீஜபூதம் பீஜபூதம் சத் யத் கர்ம ஜாதம் பூர்வார்ஜிதம் திஷ்டதி தத் சஞ்சிதம் ஜ்ஞேயம். Next also we'll read prarabdham karma kimiti chet ihaloka eva sukha dukkhani pradam yat karma தத் ப்ராரப்தம் போகேன நஷ்டம் பவதி ப்ராரப்த கர்மணாம் போகாதேவ க்ஷய இதி. So, Agami Karma is that karma which gives the result later. Whatever I am doing actions now, that will come later. What about Sanchita Karma? Sanchita Karma means accumulated karma phalam. Accumulated. Ananta Koti Janmanam. Onna randa. Ananta Koti. Na? Infinite number of from births you are doing karma. You have sanchi, enna pannuvom? You will buy everything and you accumulate in the sanchi. That is the pai. Pai ki per enna sanchi. Similarly, enna have I done various janmas, previous janma, I have accumulate lot of karma. Adella or mota motaya irukke. Adha அனந்த கோடி ஜன்மனாம். ஹவ் இஸ் இட் இஸ் பீஜபூதம். பீஜபூதம் மீன்ஸ் நாட் விச் இஸ் நாட் ஸ்ப்ரவுட்டட், விச் இஸ் நாட் ரெடி டு கிவ் த ரிசல்ட். எல்லாமே தூங்கிட்டு இருக்கு. ஈவன் ஆல் ஆஃப் அவர் சஞ்சிதம் ஆல்சோ தூங்கிட்டு இருக்காங்க. என்ன போறது வரப்போறதோ தெரியாது. நெக்ஸ்ட் ஜென்ம கழுதையோ குரங்கோ என்ன சுவாமி மனுஷ ஜென்மம் வராதான். Who knows what Sanchitam is fructifying readily? It is going to come. We do not know. So therefore, that is Bija Bhutam. It is in Bija form, seed form. Bija Bhutam Sat, it is in Bija form. And Yat Karma Jatam Purvarjitam. It is born out of karma. That Sanchita, how it came? Because of previous karmas, karma jatam. This kanchita karma is that which is in the bija rupam because of previous karma. Born because of previous karma. Previous janma, previous karma, previous janma, previous karma. When you have earned it, purvarjitam, property alla purvarjitam teriyum swamini. Grandparents property. Party property, Shastra says, yeah, you have another property also. Your own property, you know. What is your own property? Karma, Sanchita karma. That is the Purva Arjitam. Previous in matter, Munnadi Arjitam. Tishthati, ukandirke. Tishthati, you know. Strong, firm, ukandirke. That is Sanchitam. That alone is called Sanchitam. Accumulated in the previous janma by your own karma, that is called Sanchita karma. Then what is Prarabdhavana? Next week. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.